Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an outstanding sex life.
Woo!
You can submit a question for future episodes by going to pleasuremechanics.com and hitting the Ask Us Anything button. While you're there, check out our complete archive with now 100 episodes of this podcast for you to explore. And definitely sign up for our newsletter for a free weekly dose of erotic inspiration delivered straight to your inbox. Today is episode 101. If you missed it, definitely go and catch episode 100, where we shared our personal journeys to becoming sex educators and revealed personal details never before shared in public. And check that out if you want to hear more about how we got to be doing this work. We thought we'd start our next 100 episodes with this episode 101 talking about intercourse, which is the very clinical name for penis and vagina sex.
That's such the queer way of talking about sex, because I feel like in general the culture talks about sex as penis and vaginal intercourse.
Right.
But being people who partake in non-penis vaginal intercourse but still have sex, we like to just really define what we mean by sex.
Well, and this misconception of sex being intercourse has done a lot of damage to a lot of people's sex lives, because when we think of it as such a limited activity and everything else being kind of the condiments around it, you miss out on so much pleasure that you can get through using your hands, using your mouth, using toys, lots of different activities that can bring us to high states of arousal and orgasm and be just as satisfying as intercourse. And we know that intercourse is very important to a lot of you, so we thought we'd talk about how to make it even more pleasurable. And when we say making intercourse more pleasurable, we mean for both partners, for the recipient, which in this episode we're just going to assume is a woman, and the giver, the fucker, who's going to be a man. And we need to start by recognizing that most women do not have orgasms during intercourse itself. Only about 20% of women find that they are able to reach orgasm through intercourse alone. And this is because for women to reach orgasm, most women need direct clitoral stimulation.
So because of this, the women who are having orgasms during their sex play in general are having orgasms by what we commonly think of as foreplay. So stimulation of the clitoris with your hands or your mouth.
Or the combination.
Right. This is really essential. So if we're interested in female pleasure, we need to expand what we think of as sex to include these acts, because they are more pleasurable for women often than intercourse.
And it doesn't have to be one or the other. What a lot of women love is to be fully warmed up, given lots of attention to their full body and then on their vulva and then on their clitoris, brought to high states of arousal, maybe have an orgasm or just get really, really turned on, and then have intercourse. And that formula works for a lot of couples. But the essential thing to remember here is for intercourse to be pleasurable for both partners, you really need to emphasize clitoral stimulation. And that's not going to happen just from the penis sliding inside the vagina. You need to have extra strategies to make sure the clitoris is included.
And also remember that science has more recently discovered that the clitoris is this large, beautiful, complex structure of erectile tissue that does go deep into the body. So once you've stimulated the clitoris externally, in what we commonly think of as that little nub that is the tip of the iceberg, it does move deep into the body. And when that is all stimulated and aroused, then when you are having intercourse and the penis is going into the vagina, you're getting the back part of the clitoris, and that can create incredible arousal and orgasm, potentially, but only if it's properly and well stimulated initially.
And a lot of women enjoy continuing to have clitoral stimulation during intercourse, and the best way for this is usually for the woman to touch her own clitoris as intercourse happens. And don't be shy about this. A lot of people have these weird hang-ups that if I touch my own clitoris, it means he's not doing it right, or if my partner touches her clitoris, it means I'm an insufficient lover. And if you let go of those stories and just say, hey, we have four hands between us, let's use all of them for maximum pleasure, and one or both of you takes charge of stimulating the external clitoris, most women find then that penetration feels way better. And so make sure to try that and include that freely during intercourse, and you'll probably find that she enjoys herself a little more.
Another really important moment during sex that is often glossed over but is really a significant one is the moment of penetration. You want to have the first moment of penetration be a really delicious moment. We like to call it graceful penetration. And there are a couple of different ways you can do that. A favorite is to hold your penis
right outside the entrance.
Uh-huh.
So you're kind of in the vulva, but lingering right in the introitus, that beautiful opening to the vagina.
You can either hold completely still, or the person with the penis can pulse in and out a little bit, just still on the entrance. So you're not entering yet, but you're
ringing the doorbell.
And then you can let her slide onto you so that she's taking initiative and getting to determine when and how fast the penetration itself is happening.
This is a radical shift in intercourse. I think we need to acknowledge that. Rather than the woman just being this passive vessel that's thrust inside, you're letting her be the active participant, the active one in welcoming your penis into her vagina. And that shift, though it might seem subtle, is a very radical switch in how intercourse happens and can create a whole different emotional experience. So be sure to try it and really pay attention to what that feels like and how it changes the dynamic of your sex.
Lovely. Another option is to hold, again, hold still outside, just in the entrance of the vulva, and the introitus is the technical term, and then enter 1 inch at a time, really slowly begin your passageway into the vagina. The slowness can feel really delicious if she's already turned on.
Yes. Make her want it, make her anticipate it, make her want the entire depth of your penetration before it happens. And then when you get fully inside, there's this gasp and this relief, and it can feel absolutely delicious. And that's totally different than just slamming in and having her not be ready for it.
And have to adjust to it. And
that's the biggest mistake I think people make with intercourse, is they thrust inside before she's ready. So before the arousal and the orgasm has happened, like we've already talked about, and before she's really ready to receive that full penetration. And I think men who have never experienced prostate massage or any sort of anal penetration have no idea the intimacy and the intensity of being penetrated. It is a very specific experience to welcome someone inside your body. And if you're not ready for it, it can really feel like a violation. But if you're ready for it and want it, it can be incredibly exquisite and intimate and incredibly arousing. And so that's the kind of sex you want to be having, obviously, because you're a very sophisticated listener of this podcast. So really paying attention to this first moment of penetration can make a humongous difference in the experience of intercourse, and really respects the woman's body and is probably really different than a lot of sex she's already had, and sets you apart as a really mindful, generous, awesome lover.
So experiment with going slower than you imagine. So we're talking about going an inch and taking a few breaths while you pause at each increment. So you're really going slower than probably you could imagine, but just play with that, experiment with it, and see how it feels for her.
And you can add dirty talk in this moment. How does that feel? Do you want me inside you? Are you ready for me? Come to me when you're ready. And she might slam her hips down and bring you in, and you know she's ready, and then you can get started and the fun begins. But, well, the fun's already begun. But if you can bring in a little bit of communication and eye contact and really draw out this moment, you might find that it is an incredible, incredible way to initiate intercourse and get you both ready.
Eye contact in that moment, as you just said, can be really intense and beautiful. Yes. And I would just challenge you that that's not necessarily dirty talk. It could be erotic talk. For more on that, check out our podcast on dirty talk, because there's this whole range of the ways that we can talk to one another.
And that was episode 99, Catch It in Our Archives. All right. And of course, every once in a while, plunging in and really just going for it can feel amazing. She has to be really aroused. She has to want it. There has to be communication between you. But this slow entrance doesn't have to be the only way for pleasurable, graceful penetration. Sometimes the door is wide open and you can just thrust on in.
And I think people often try and do that at the very beginning, but as we're saying, but it can be so delicious when she's so fully warmed up to do the plunge.
And another thing to keep in mind as you are penetrating is to make sure there is enough lubricant, because you are going to be creating some friction. And friction without a slick lubricant between your penis and the walls of her vagina can start creating discomfort. And there's a big myth that wetness and arousal are the same thing in women. And while it is true that when many women get aroused, they create their own natural lubricant, there are so many factors that influence how much lubrication is produced. And if she doesn't have enough moisture on her own, using a good quality organic lubricant can make a real difference in the pleasure that you both experience, because lubricant actually helps both of you create more sensations in and around your genitals. So we recommend the lubricant from Good Clean Love. It's all natural, it's organic, it helps the health of the vagina rather than create health problems, which a lot of commercial lubricants do. So if you're gonna use lube, make sure you're using the right one. A little goes a long way, so don't worry about investing a few extra dollars in a great quality organic lubricant, because it's gonna last you for many, many months and really help her create vaginal health, which will allow you to have more sex. A lot of people use the wrong kind of lube and then it creates infections and discomfort, which will then have her saying no to sex. So don't let your lube sabotage your sex life.
And we did a whole other podcast on that one as well.
Wow.
That I don't remember the number of, but it's in our archives.
So make sure you're using lube and don't get into the mindset of equating wetness with arousal, because that can sabotage you both ways. If she's really aroused but not wet, a little bit of lube is all you need. But she can be super wet and not yet aroused and ready for you. So don't take wetness to be a sign of readiness for penetration either.
And if you're using a condom, remember that you can put just a little bit of lube on the inside of the condom so that you can create more sensation for yourself.
It helps the head of the penis slip and slide around and creates more sensation there. Yeah. Lube, lube, lube. So now you've warmed her up, you've gotten her ready for penetration by giving her full body touch, arousing her, direct clitoral stimulation. You have gracefully penetrated her using plenty of lube, and now you're inside. Your penis is in her vagina. What do you do then?
Da, da, da. The most common thrusting that we think of is this sort of jackhammer style thrusting. And while of course that has its place and can be great in a really intense moment where you're feeling primal and bestial, it doesn't have to be the only rhythm that you partake in. There can be a range of depths, rhythms, speeds that you play with that can create more of an experience.
Yeah, and it's important as the giver, as the one with the penis, to pay attention to what she is responding to. Try different speeds and rhythms and depths and notice how she responds. Notice her breath, her moans, her physical actions, and see if you can tell what feels good to her. And when in doubt, of course, you can ask, do you like it like this or this? And I think this mentality of fucking for the recipient's pleasure is again one of these tremendous attitude shifts that can make a huge difference. A lot of guys are so desperate for sex that when they actually have it, they lose themselves in sensation and just fuck for their own pleasure, for what sensations feel good for their cock, and lose sight of what is feeling good to the recipient. But if you can shift your attention to what feels good to her, you get all of the pleasure too. You'll probably actually last longer and she will enjoy it more. So you'll end up having more sex in the long run.
Which isn't to say that as you're focusing on your lover's pleasure, that you aren't getting pleasure. Like, it is a split attention in a way, because you are still, of course, experiencing pleasure. But with your attention shifted, there's more joy for her.
Well, and you make it good for her and she's going to want to have sex more often. I think this is what a lot of guys forget sometimes, is what feels good to him doesn't necessarily feel good to her in her vagina, in her body. And by focusing on the clitoral sensation, on the warm-up, and on what kind of actual thrusting and movement feels good inside of her, you're making sex more pleasurable for her. So many women write to us and they love their partners, they want to be having sex, they enjoy masturbation, but sex itself has no pleasure for them, and that's because we haven't learned to do it right. Historically, we have to remember that the church and the state promoted sex for reproduction only. It wasn't supposed to feel good for anyone, and especially not for women. And over time, we have lost sight of how to make sex really pleasurable for women especially, and even more pleasurable for men, because men are very undersold in how good sex can be. And so all of these strategies are trying to maximize pleasure for both of you, which is the formula for having more frequent sex, which is what we know a lot of you want.
So we're encouraging you to think about what she experiences as pleasurable while you're fucking. But what does that actually mean? And of course, in every single situation, it's going to be different, because we are all changeable creatures, and what feels good in one moment doesn't necessarily feel good in the other moment. And this is where the kind of artistry of sex comes in, and you have to be really paying attention to the moment of, does she want quicker, deeper, faster thrusting, or does she want a gentler, slower, luxurious experience? So the only way you're going to be able to figure this out is to be paying attention to that moment and to what both of you are craving.
And a lot of people write to us about sex positions, and culture at large focuses on sex positions as the solution for creating novelty and newness and better sex. You know, there's all those posters of 101 sex positions and books on sex positions, and we've been asked to do a million interviews and articles about sex positions. And the truth is, there's probably a handful of sex positions that most people use 95% of the time. And then these other ones that are the wheelbarrow, where you're balancing on your forearms and your legs are up in the air and he's sucking on your toes while thrusting inside of you. Very few people are going to call upon that for their Tuesday night sex or even their Friday night sex date. The truth is, most of us aren't fit enough for half of these positions. But the other thing is, to really enjoy sex, you both have to be relaxed and comfortable and able to move freely. So these wild and crazy sex positions, I think, intimidate a lot of people and really shift the focus to an area that's not that relevant for how good your sex can be. The bottom line about sex positions is you need to find the best ways that your two particular bodies fit together. And this has to do with your height in relationship to one another, your weight, your fitness, your abilities and disabilities, how you are comfortable, what kind of furniture and bed you have. All of these factors play a part in what kind of sex positions will be most comfortable and fun for you.
Experimentation is the only way to figure out what's going to be best for you, but know that the more comfortable you are, the more your body can relax, as Chris was saying, the more orgasmic potential you have. Another piece is to play with some of the more exciting and unusual positions at the beginning of your sex play, for instance, and then get into a position that feels more comfortable. Standing against the wall, for example, can be a hot position, but not the best necessarily for reaching your orgasmic potential. So play with changing it up, but know that ultimately it's more important to be comfortable
than to be exotic, for sure. And you can use pillows to prop up your hips. You can use the furniture in your house try bending over the side of the bed and have him stand behind you. Get out of bed and see what happens. Couches can be really fun for sex when you can straddle one another and sit on top of each other. And you can play with this, but don't focus on how elaborate the sex position is. Focus on how comfortable you can be and how freely the person being in the more active role can move. And that brings me to my next point. Take turns who is in the more active role. A lot of guys get tired of having to be the one always to have to do the work. And if you're a woman who's ever worn a strap on and tried to fuck another woman, it is...
Or a man in the ass.
Yeah, but that's often... Yeah, you're right. But it's a lot of work. Like, you know, you discover this when you wear a strap on. It is a very aerobic act to be propping your weight up, kind of in like a plank position, and moving your hips and thrusting and fucking and paying attention to everyone's pleasure. It's very difficult. So I think it's important that the couple shares that more active role and she takes turns getting on top and being the one doing the moving, and he gets the experience of just lying back and having her ride him and being able to have that experience. And it's empowering for both people, for women to get on top and to be able to control the depth and speed and to really move her body for her own pleasure. That can be really an amazing experience for a lot of women. And some women recoil at the idea of their body being seen so fully and having to move. And if that's a concern, turn the lights out or throw a blindfold on him and practice the art of moving your body and being the more active person in intercourse. And see how it feels.
Yeah, there's a real benefit in taking on finding what feels most pleasurable for your body and exploring the full range of the angle and the pace and the rate, and you can touch your own clitoris in that position. And it's great to just take on directing and creating your sexual experience and finding as much pleasure as you possibly can in that act.
The other thing we hear a lot of questions about is how to make intercourse last longer. And these questions primarily come from men, which is interesting. We've received very few emails from women who want intercourse to last longer. Maybe if it was more pleasurable, they'd want it to last longer. But guys are obsessed with this idea of lasting longer primarily because so many men have ejaculation issues where they're coming too fast or not coming at all. And men want to learn how to extend their arousal so they can last longer. And I think they have this misconception that lasting longer in and of itself makes them a better lover. And we do have an entire program on how to last longer in bed and gain ejaculation control and separate ejaculation from orgasm, and you can find that in our Foreplay Mastery course, which you can find at pleasuremechanics.com. But the truth is, lasting longer itself does not make sex better. If the sex is bad or neutral, then lasting longer kind of just makes it more of a drag. So you want to focus on all of these other strategies first to make intercourse more pleasurable. And then when you get into a good groove together and intercourse itself is really pleasurable for both of you, and she's finding her arousal in it, and you're communicating about what style of fucking you want to be doing, only then will stretching out the experience and making it last longer make it feel better. Because if you just last longer without clitoral stimulation, she's not going to have an orgasm any more likely if it goes on for 9 minutes rather than 3 minutes.
Well, that's right? Just what I wanted to add. I think there's perhaps this misconception that if men last longer, they would be able to make their women have orgasms.
Right.
And I think that's a mistake. This is where the benefit of encouraging her to have an orgasm or get really close before you have intercourse takes the pressure off the guys to feel like they need to create an orgasm for her during intercourse. That has been taken care of, so it doesn't really matter how long you last in right. A way.
And taking that pressure off will make you last longer.
Mostly, for yeah. A lot of people. So remember that becoming confident and skilled with your hands and mouth is what's going to make you a great lover. And then how you pay attention to your intercourse is sort of the cherry on top.
Right, and our emphasis on using your hands is not to replace intercourse at all. It's to enhance the entire sexual experience. There are things you can do with your hands that you cannot do with your penis. The hands are much more sensitive and dexterous and flexible. And so if you can master using your hands to touch her in just the right ways, to create that high arousal, to bring her to orgasm, then intercourse becomes much more pleasurable. It becomes a delicious culmination. It can become just part of the sexual experience rather than the entire sexual experience. And if she's having way more fun and you're attending to her needs and giving her orgasms, she's much more likely to want sex more often. So think of it as a package deal, not a replacement.
Right, it's an addition. It's an add-on that
Well, it's actually not an add-on. It's an essential piece. It's a core piece of the puzzle that's been missing for so long. That's the thing, is we think of hands as this juvenile thing, like, what is it, third base? And the home run is intercourse? But it's not. It's part of the experience that has to be there for most people in order for a female orgasm to be part of the sexual equation. And so we've been thinking about it as this kind of stepping stone, but really it's part of the core sexual experience. And I think how humans are designed, I think we're made to touch one another way more than we do in modern culture. And that includes sexual touch and touch as part of the erotic orgasmic experience for both men and women.
Right. It's if you want to be having a pleasurable experience instead of a reproductive experience.
Yes.
You have to play with the clitoris.
That's funny. Okay, so there are also extras you can throw into intercourse. We've covered all of the basics of having fabulous, orgasmic, mutually pleasure intercourse. Lots of full body warm-up, lots of vulva warm-up, bringing her to high states of arousal before penetration, lubricant, clitoral stimulation, graceful penetration. We will put an outline on the show notes page at pleasuremechanics.com, by the way, so you can review
and have a recipe for amazing sex.
But there are extras that you can include, like eye contact, we talked a little bit about, but just try making and holding eye contact during intercourse and see how that feels. It can be incredibly intimate. More full body touch during intercourse. We talked about it as a warm-up, but while you're fucking, use your hands to touch one another's bodies, to stimulate other erogenous zones, to stroke and scratch one another and grab one another. That contact, that extra skin-to-skin contact, can really enhance the arousal for both of you.
Another thing you can play with is, once you're fully penetrated, to pause and hold still. This can really change the vibe, I want to say. This can really change the experience of sex because it slows everything down. She can, in this moment, pulse her pelvic muscles inside so that she's clenching around the penis. This can be thrilling for both people and can be a part of increasing both of your pleasure. And the pause here can be just a lovely moment. You can pair this with eye contact or speaking something that you're feeling in that moment, and it can be an intense moment. So play with it. And it's okay to have several pauses during lovemaking. It doesn't have to be hard, quick, and fast all the time. There can be these peaks and valleys of the experience. So play with that and see how that feels.
And the last piece you can play with is really checking in about your attitude about sex and how that changes your sexual experience. So many of us go around in the world with an attitude of sexual scarcity. There's never enough sex. Sex is hard to get. It's not frequent enough. It's not good enough. And this brings us to the sexual act with an attitude of desperation, a neediness, which then translates usually into quicker sex and less fulfilling sex, because it's like going to a meal when you're starving and you just chomp it down without really experiencing the flavor and the beauty of the food. And if you can shift your attitude to one of sexual abundance and start thinking about how grateful you are for sex, and when you get to have sex with your partner, relax around it and feel like there's all the time in the world and even if you only have 20 minutes or 10 minutes with each other, those 10 minutes are going to count and you're going to be mindful about each moment, then the sexual experience can really shift. So play with that and check in about how you're feeling about sex and really experience the intimacy of the act. Because after all, however you feel about sex, maybe it's fun for you, maybe it's naughty, but for some of us, it is a very sacred act. And this isn't just about intercourse, it's about any time two people are intimately connecting with their bodies to create mutual pleasure. There's something really sacred and beautiful about that. And if you can really pay attention to the fact that you and this other person have come together to take a moment in your life to give one another pleasure and connect and be with one another as two human beings, that's beautiful and it's powerful. And if you can soak in that moment, it can be transformative and even, may we say, holy.
Use your holes to create holiness.
Yes. There's a bumper sticker. All right. So we are wishing you incredibly pleasurable, mutually orgasmic, fabulous, intimate, and holy intercourse.
Whatever that means to you.
Whatever that means to you. And it is an evolving exploration. Sometimes it just feels like your animal's releasing tension. Other times you might feel transcendent and that you are experiencing oneness with the universe. All of that is okay. Everything in between it is okay. And our hope for you is that you experience the full range of sexual experience, because it is so interesting and diverse how we can feel about what we do with our bodies when we're naked together. And we're hoping that the advice and tips we shared today can help you create more pleasurable sex. And remember that sex extends far beyond intercourse, but when you do have intercourse, make it the best it can be. And remember, if you want to have more pleasurable sex overall, the best thing you can do is learn how to create amazing foreplay using your full body, using your hands, using your mouth. And we have designed an entire course to show you how to do that step by step. Head over to pleasuremechanics.com and check out the Foreplay Mastery course. It's our best-selling course for a reason. It is packed with incredible techniques for both male and female pleasure. You get hand jobs, you get fingering, you get oral sex, you get erotic massage instruction, and you get all of this amazing inspiration around seduction and initiation and how to create the conditions in your relationship to have better sex in the first place. So definitely check that out and join the couples from all around the world that are transforming their sex life with the help of our Foreplay Mastery course. And when you're ready to sign up for it, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off. We can't wait to hear what it does for your sex life. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.